Thank God that we have so many children in our church.
我们看见我们个人家庭的未来和盼望。
We can see our future and our hope.
我们也看见我们教会的未来和盼望。
We can see the hope and the future of this church as well.
我们更看见我们国家的未来和盼望。
And we can see the future and hope of this nation.
愿上帝赐福给我们的小孩，让他们成长蒙神赐福。
May God bless and point our kids and they will be growth.
看起来我们教会的电力没有问题哈。
Hopefully our church electricity have no problem.
是外面刮大风的问题。
Because and outside is have very windy.
所以可能会再来一次或两次哈。
Could be happening once or twice.
但是不是我们教会的电的问题。
That would not be the electricity problem of our church.
今天跟大家来分享，到底儿童上帝赐给我们子女是为什么？
Today I'm going to share with you and why God is giving us children.
我们是不是为 Amazon 来准备人才呢？
Are we going to prepare those workers for Amazon?
还是我们准备为谷歌来准备人才？
Or we will prepare those people for Google?
我们为Chase 或者是 OSU 来准备人才吗？
Is that we are preparing the people for OSU or Chase Bank?
我想这没有什么大错。
I think you would not be wrongful in this kind of thinking.
而且应该的。
And it's that way.
因为我们社会有好的人才，社会发展，我们大家都得益处。
So in a society, if we have all those good people, and the society will develop and will be beneficial to all.
我不是社会学家。
And I'm not a sociologist.
我也不是政治家。
I'm not a politician.
我是牧师。
I'm a pastor.
所以我想跟诸位来分享基督徒教会为什么要谈儿女呢？
Therefore, I'm sharing with you as Christian, why do we talk about raising children?
没电子吗？啊，有了，有了。我们有两个小题要跟大家谈的。
We have two minor themes have to share with you all.
第一，我们养育孩子的目的是什么？
First of all, the purpose of raising children.
第二，我们养育孩子很重要的元素是什么？
And the second point is the important element being of parenting.
首先我们要来谈谈养育孩子的目的。
And we have to talk about the purpose of raising children.
从圣经的角度来说，我们养育儿童是预备来世管理的人才。
And from a biblical point of view, the purpose to raise children is to raise those workers for management in the heaven.
因为将来还有一个永生的世界。
Because in the future, there's eternity.
很多人只能够看到今天2019年。
A lot of people cannot see through this year, 2019.
我们只看到眼前的今天。
We could only see the near future.
很难看到20502080以后的世界。
So from that beyond, and 2015 and further, we could not see.
我们更不能看见我们的永生。
We cannot see our own eternity.
但是圣经是很清楚地跟我们讲说，我们每一个人都会进到永生的世界。
But the Bible mentioned that clearly, every single one of us will be entering eternity.
是与上帝同在。还是离开上帝。
Is to be with God all the ways or leaving Him.
虽然我们看见我们的小孩子那么小。
And even though we see our children are so little.
他们一样会跟我一样老的。
And one day they will be aged as I am.
然后会跟我的父亲母亲一样回到天家。
And also as be with my parents, they'll go back to the heavenly home.
当他们还小的时候，我们怎么准备他们呢？
When they were young, how are we going to prepare them?
所以我们得拯救的目标呢，就是成为将来世界上帝要使用的人才。
Therefore, the purpose of redemption is to preparing the management talents for the kingdom of God.
希伯来书二章五节，我们所说将来的世界，神原没有交给天使去管辖。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 5, for he did not subject to angels the word to come concerning which we are speaking.
将来的世界,
the word of the future,
没有交给天使,
is not giving it to angels.
交给谁呢?
And who is it giving to?
希伯来书的作者继续说, 交给人。
And the book of Hebrews is telling us it's giving to man.
这个人呢，是上帝所拯救的人。
And those men are redeemed by God.
希伯来书二章六节，但有人在经上某处证明，人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他暂时比天使小，赐他荣耀、尊贵与冠冕，并将你手所造的赐给他，管理。
没有。Actually, it's from the book of Psalms. What is man?
对对，希伯来书引用诗篇的这句话来说。
And the book of Hebrew is quoting Psalm and saying that. But one has testified somewhere saying, "What is man that you remember him, or the son of man that you are concerned about him?" You have made him for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor. And have appointed him over the works of your hands.
我们要准备我们的儿女，将来真的是这个世界，未来世界的人才。
And we have to prepare our children for the talents of the future world.
不只是为谷歌、为 Amazon 来准备人才。
Not just for those organizations.
But 未来的世界。
But for the future world.
圣经说人算什么呢?
And the Bible is saying that what is man?
人只不过是这些钙啊、磷啊、钾啊、硫啊这些而已。
Men are just those elements like calcium, phosphorus, and potassium, sulfur, chlorine.
把它抽出来是一点点而已。
And when we extract those elements, it's just a tiny little bit of those things.
是没有什么价值的。
And it's not that worthy.
而且人呢，很容易生病。
Also, man is prone to sickness.
最近很多人流行感冒，躺在床上。
Lots of people getting sick, getting flu, and need to lie on the bed.
年轻人很活跃，很容易受伤。
Young people, they are so active, so they get hurt also easily.
我们是很脆弱的，人算什么呢？
We are so weak, so what is man?
那为什么上帝要使用人去管理未来的世界呢?
Why God want us, the weak man, to manage the future world?
因为他创造人本来的意思就是准备他们到永生。
Because God created man is to prepare them for eternity.
那永生的世界是需要有人管理的。
And in eternity, we also need people to manage it.
假如我们好好读圣经的话,
If we read the Bible carefully,
将来的世界不只是唱歌唱歌，不是。
The future world is not just singing.
很多人说未来的世界像天使一样，每天每个小时都唱歌的。
A lot of people say we will be like angels in the future, so we sing all the time.
因为未来的世界还是在建造的。
But the future world also there will be construction.
未来的世界每一个灵魂还在成长的。
And all the soul we have are still growing.
我们若是读圣经，就会明白。
If we read the Bible, we would understand.
以赛亚书四十章六节说，凡有血气的都好像草。
So in the book of Isaiah, and chapter 40, chapter 4, verse 16. All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field.
诗篇说，我们呢好像空气一样轻的。
And Psalms saying that we kind of like vanity, we men of low degree are only vanity.
所以希伯来书说，你跟我若是忽略了这么大救恩的目的，我们当什么罪了？
该当何罪？
该当何罪？
So the book of Hebrews mentioning, if we ignore our duty, so what sinfulness and we could be in?
我们若忽略这么大的救恩, 我们怎么能陶醉呢?
And if we have such a great redemption, how could we get away from our sinfulness?
我们说你信耶稣吧,上天堂,信耶稣吧,上天堂。
And we mentioned about believing Christ and go to heaven.
但是我们却不知道信耶稣的最终目标和目的是什么。
And we do not understand why we need to be saved.
所以我们该当何罪呢?
So what a great sin we have.
有一位律师,
That's a lawyer.
他写了17本书。
And he have written 17 books.
我举他的两本书。
And for example, there's two of them.
他十七本书写的是什么呢?
And what are the rest of his books written about?
快要没电了。都写着他看年轻人怎么做工。
And he have observation of all those young people. How are they working? What are they working?
那么这两本书是比较现代。
And this two book is pretty modern.
他看到年轻人怎么做工, 然后他就给年轻人一些名字。
And when they look at those young people, they would like to give them some advice.
Some terms or some name.
Oh, some name to call them names.
Okay, 第一个名字叫做草莓族。
The first name is a strawberry troop.
他们很好看。
Looks nice.
很有钱买衣服,
lots of money to buy clothes,
很高级的化妆品,
lots of makeup,
漂亮,
beautiful.
男孩子把自己的肌肉锻炼得很结实,
and all the men are so strong and muscle,
很好看,
good looking.
但是在公司做事两下子就已经垮了。
But when they're working in the organization and they could not handle it because of too much pressure.
另外他给他的名字叫做啃老族。
And another one is, well, 啃老族。
N-E-T-T.
N-E-E-T. N-E-E-T.
就是父母很有钱。
They have a rich parent.
所以不用担心要不要做工。
So don't need to worry at all about even have to work at all.
父母死了,房子又是我的。
And when parents pass away, and those are my inheritance.
所以不用担心没有工作做。
So therefore, don't need to worry at all.
那父母的冰箱里面永远都是满满食物的。
And in the fridge, that's always full of food.
所以永远靠父母。
So forever relying on parents.
直到父母走了以后。
And one day, when parents pass away,
这个叫啃老族,
and this is that's
N-E-E-T. 所以他们在工作的时候没有认真的,不负责任的。
So when they work, and they are not responsible, they are not serious.
然后叫做玻璃族,
and another one is the tribe of grass. Grass tribe. Grass troop.
谢谢。 今天生病, 明天跌倒。
Okay. Today, get sick, and tomorrow, get falling down.
常常请病假,
always take a leave of absence.
这就是刚才那位作者 Tungan 所给予的解释。
Is that lawyer, the author, give all those explanations?
那么这些脆弱的年轻人, 他们要依靠什么才能够刚强呢?
So those weak people, what do they rely on to help them to be strong?
其实他们不, 没有知识也没有智慧。
And they don't have knowledge nor wisdom.
他以为吃药就可以很强。
They thought taking drug is the way to go.
他们就可以快乐。
And they could be happy.
他们就可以很高兴地去上班。
And they would be happy to go to work.
他们就可以很积极地听老板的话。
And they could be listen to their boss without any problem.
所以一种药到另外一种药, 然后到这个 fentanyl.
So they take one drug after the other, and at the end they take this fentanyl.
在Ohio呢, 去年就有4854位。
So last year is in the Ohio record, and 4,854 people have died. because of taking this drug.
吃药死的。
Died because of taking.
我们也没有得到什么统计，跳楼死的，自杀死的，我们还没有得到统计。
We do not have such a count on how people jumping from high places or suicide.
我们很高兴看见我们的小孩读书很不错，运动很不错，芭蕾舞很不错，音乐很不错。
We'll be so glad to look at our kids when they do well in school, taking ballet lesson and music and everything is wonderful.
这些死的、自杀的，不是什么都不懂的人。
And those people are those ignorant people.
不是。
It's not.
他们是聪明的。
They are all very clever.
他们看见自己没有盼望。
But they see there's no hope in their life.
他看见这个社会也没有什么盼望。
And they look at this society, there's no hope.
所以很忧郁，很伤心，很难过。
Therefore, they always have depression.
没有办法去明白世界上的事情。
They would not understand what's going on in this world.
课堂里面告诉他的数学，课堂里面告诉他的科学，帮助不了他什么。
What they learn as mathematics or science subjects in the classroom would not help them a bit.
课堂里面告诉他的哲学也是没有帮助的。
And all those philosophy classes they
心理学也是没有帮助的。
Psychology, no use.
请问什么东西可以帮助他们？
So what could help them?
为什么我们来教会呢？
Why we come to church?
为什么我们带我们的小孩子来教会呢？
Why we bring our kids to the church?
我们不要忘记，有很多来教会的没有好好学神的话的。
And we would not forget that a lot of people coming to church they have not studied well.
去年在 OSU 跳楼的是我们，不是我们本教会，是我们中西部教会的一个美好家庭的子弟。
So last year there's an incident, an OSU student suicide by jumping on the roof of the
garage.
Kind of building, garage, okay. So it's one of the member of MCCA church.
不要以为我们的子女来教会就好了。
Do not think that we just bring our kids along and that's okay.
我们怎么样帮助他们，怎么样教育他们。
How do we help them and how do we educate them?
刚才我们说的那些人呢，就是不能吃苦的。
And what I've mentioned before are those people could not stand for suffering.
不能承受压力。
And cannot stand for pressure.
不能独立自主。
And cannot be independent.
不能跟人家合作。
And cannot be cooperating with other people. And what else?
崇尚福音和安逸、安乐。
And all they think about is to have entertainment and to have a good life.
他们很有创意，但是没有毅力。
And they are very creative, but do not have the will, the power of will.
讲话很会，很会讲。
They could speak very well.
因为他们读很多书。
Because they have studied a lot.
但是没有训练他们。去把事情做出来。
But have not trained them to be responsible to complete the task.
这些年轻人很可能就是我们的侄子、我们的子女。
And those young people are our kids.
那我们怎么样培育他们呢？
So how do we help them?
所以第二大点呢，跟大家谈的是养育儿女的很重要元素。
So the second point to share with you is the important element of parenting.
圣经说，你要叫你的子子孙孙一生敬畏神。
So the Bible said, and you have to
command. 你要让你的儿女一生敬畏神。
So that you and your son and your grandson might fear the Lord your God.
不是今天而已哦。
And not just for today.
今天大家来看见我们的子女都很属灵啊。
And today you look at our children, we thought, oh, they are quite spiritual.
下午怎么样？
And what about afternoon?
明天呢？
tomorrow?
那怎么样让他们敬畏神呢?
How to let them fear the Lord?
圣经说要把上帝的命令典章教导他们。
And the Bible said, whatever God had commanded me to teach you, you need to teach them.
要让他们熟悉。
And make them familiarized.
不只是读过了就忘记了。
And not just to study and then forget later on.
我们呢要牧养儿女，把上帝的话放在他们的心里。
We need to shepherd our children, and the word of God will be planted in their hearts.
刚才说敬畏神，这里说爱上帝。And
we have mentioned the fear of the Lord and also the love of the Lord.
要爱上帝。You
have to love the Lord.
上帝的话能够给人有聪明和智慧。
And the word of God will give us wisdom.
以至于我们的子女遇到人生的问题的时候,
so when our kids facing a challenge and trouble in our lives, in their lives,
我们怎么样教小孩呢?
How do we teach them?
当他们还小的时候,
when they were little,
你要花时间,
we have to spend time.
不要舍不得把时间给他们。
Not just you have to spend time with them.
我们一旦有时间了，就刷手机。
We have time and we focus on our cell phone.
一旦有时间，我们就公司的事还没有做完，赶快去做。
Whatever time we have, we devoted it on our work and business.
我们一旦有时间呢，我们家里面有什么还没有装饰好，就去做。
Whatever time we have, we will repair those or thinking what are the basic chores we have not finished yet at home.
他什么都没有。
And for our kids, they have nothing.
一张白纸。
It's just a blank paper.
他就吸收他所遇见的事情。
So they absorb everything they have experienced.
作为父母要花时间跟他读儿童圣经故事。
So the parents have to read to them the children Bible stories.
每一个晚上睡觉之前跟他们读儿童圣经故事。
Every single evening, read to them the Bible and children Bible stories.
因为我们现在出版界非常的先进。
And today, the advancement of our publication,
我们可以买到很多很多圣经儿童故事的书。
We could buy a lot of books about the Bible.
以前我们图书馆有很多。
And in the past, even in our library, we have a lot of them.
但是缺乏管理。
But without management.
我们这些儿童圣经故事书流浪在整个教会。
And all our storybooks is scattered around this church.
也有可能就在你家里面有两三本。
Maybe one or two is at your home.
所以我们图书馆就没了。
So right now our library do not have many.
剩下的都是读过的了。
And all those are being read already.
我们小孩子再大以后,
And when our children grow up a little bit,
陪他读圣经,
And read the Bible with them.
从创世纪到启示录。
From Genesis all the way to Revelation.
他比较大了，那你就让他自己读，但是我也读。
When they grow up and let them study by themselves, but you have to study alongside with them.
不是 study, 是读 read.
Read.
他读创世纪，我读创世纪。
And when he read Genesis, I read the same book.
然后我们有机会可以讨论。
So we'll discuss about that later on.
当我们的小孩到初中的时候,
when our young people get to the
初中, junior high, middle school.
Middle school? Okay. My kids are so old, forgot about that.
Okay.
Middle school. Okay, yeah, there's something called middle school.
我们跟他们读的是圣经概论。
And we read about the introductory class of Bible.
很多很多这个书在图书馆，在网络上，圣经概论很多。
So many of them the basic doctrines of the Bible.
比如说，十二个门徒叫什么名字？
For example, what are the names of the 12 disciples?
他们做什么工的？
What do they do?
他们结果是如何？
And what are their results?
保罗为什么叫保罗？
Paul, why he named himself Paul?
保罗的太太叫什么名？
And what's the name of his wife?
还好你们会笑。
And you guys are laughing, that's a good sign.
初中的时候是念这些。
So in middle school, you have to study those.
把书拿出来，我们一起读圣经概论。
So we read out the book, the basic doctrines.
高中的时候。
And 高中 is high school, yes. I remember that. High school.
高中的时候，我们读的是圣经的主题。
So in high school, we have a thematic study of the Bible.
神学的主题。
And the thematic study of theology.
比如说祷告。
For example, prayer.
上帝早就知道为什么还要祷告。
God have know everything. Why do we need to pray?
我是男的，是女的，上帝早就决定了。
My sex is predetermined by God.
我多高多瘦，上帝早就安排了。
And how tall, how thin I am, and God arranged that way before.
为什么还要祷告？
Why do we need to pray?
高中的时候，他们的脑筋已经在理性化了。
So in high school, okay, they have the 理性化 nationalized in their development.
他们会想的。
And they think about a lot of things.
他们说，牧师说，上帝是全知的。
And they say, and the pastor said, God is omnipotent.
我们还祷告以前，他早就知道了。
So before we do the prayer, he know everything.
但是爸爸，你叫我祷告。为上大学祷告，为到哪一间大学祷告 ？Why？
But Daddy, you pray about where would I go and where should I go to college? So what's the reason for that?
我们是生是死，早就已经定了，为什么还要祷告？
Whether we are alive or death, and God know about everything. Why
我们的小孩高中的时候，
when our kids are in high school,
我们要跟他们读圣经或者是神学的主题，
and we have to study with.Them about theology and thematic study.
教会里面常常说的爱心。
And what the church talking about love?
我爱一个女孩子跟爱上帝有什么不同啊？
And the way I love a girl and to love God, what are the differences?
为什么我爱那个女孩子会不能睡觉不能吃饭？
Why I love that girl make me could not sleep, could not eat?
那为什么有一些人爱上帝，像保罗一样愿意砍头
？Why some people are willing to sacrifice themselves to love God？
哥林多前书讲的爱是哪一种爱
？First Corinthians when they talk about love, what kind of love is this？
我们讲来讲去就是 philia agape。
And what we talk about is philia agape。
难道真的爱就是 philia agape 吗？
And are those just in these two categories, the true love?
我们就是没有办法去原则性的理解圣经所说的爱。
We cannot, okay, put everything in principle to understand what's the real meaning of love.
所以我不能爱我隔壁的那位同学。
So therefore, I could not love somebody like my neighbor.
其实你不是不能爱，你正在爱着他。
And in fact, you, it's not that you cannot love, and more, and As a matter of fact, you are loving him already.
你可能没有好的感觉。
Maybe you do not have good feelings.
但是你不等于没有爱他。
And it doesn't equal to you do not love him.
我们的高中的孩子已经在想了。
The high schoolers are already thinking about
those things. 但是没有人给他们答案。
But nobody giving them any answers.
因此他们上大学的时候。
So when they go to college.
他们自由了。
And they have freedom.
40% 从教会上大学的就没有再上教会了。
So there is a fact that a lot of kids, when they go to college and they don't go to church anymore,
40%以上,
and there's a 40% and above.
然后有 50%以上 结了婚, 就再也没有上教会。
And there's 50%, and when they get married, they won't even go to church anymore. Because they are so busy.
你说他们是不是基督徒? 是的。
And you ask, are they Christians? Yes, because they have a baptismal certificate.
是余牧师签的。
Signed by Pastor Wu.
所以我是基督徒。
Therefore, I am a Christian.
很抱歉。 若是你没有上教会，我签了那张证书，很抱歉。
And I regretfully signing that paper for you if you don't go to church.
我们看见我们的小孩子很天真，很漂亮。
When we look at our kids, they are so innocent and so beautiful.
他们是不是草莓族呢？
And are they the 草莓族？
Strawberry.
Oh, strawberry troop.
他们是不是常常出来示威争取权利呢？
Are they the protester always and protesting to have their own rights?
他们支持圣经里面所不支持的事情。
And they support all the Bibles do not support.
堕胎。
Abortion.
同性可以结婚。
And gay marriage.
可以两三四个太太。
And could have multiple wives.
他们支持圣经所不同意的事。
And they support all those Bible have denied.
这些人很多是可能是余牧师签的那张纸的。
And all those people, very likely, they hold the certificate signed by Pastor Wu.
求上帝赦免。
And may the Lord have mercy on us.
若是我们要能够把小孩子有安排成为天国的人才的话，
If we get prepared for our kids to be the talents of the heaven,
圣经很清楚说, 敬畏上帝的父母, 必然蒙上帝赐福, 他所生的。
And the Bible has promised us clearly, and whoever respects him, and he will bless them.
因此, 父母, 要敬畏上帝。
So as a parent, you have to fear the Lord.
还有要爱上帝。
And have to love the Lord.
上帝是有感情的。
The Lord is emotional.
上帝是有理性的。
And he is rational as well.
上帝要把最好的小孩送到最好的家庭。
And God will send the best kids to the best family.
不然的话, 那个小孩受苦了。
If not, the kid will be suffering.
只有敬畏神的父母, 上帝赐给他敬畏神的孩子。
Only the parents who would respect the Lord and the children will do the same thing because the Lord has sent them to this family.
现在所谓月光族呢, 是形容大人。
月光族。 Okay. The moon?
Moon.
Okay. There's some other tribe called the Moon Tribe.
他每一个月都把薪水花光光。
And every single month they spend all their salary.
月底之前就没钱了。So
at the end of the month they do not have any money.
他们没有智慧，没有聪明。
And they have no wisdom.
我所讲的是父母。
And what I'm talking about is the parent.
所以呢，我们要很小心。
Therefore we have to be very careful.
儿女是上帝所赐的。
And the children are the gift from God.
我们要好好的教训他们。
And we have to take care of them carefully.
而最重要的元素是什么呢？
And the most important element is what?
就是这一本大书。
And it's this book.
图书馆有很多很多怎么样赚钱的书。
In the library, there's a lot of books talking about how to get rich.
你今天成为 IT 人员, 你的薪水 十几万,
and today, when you work in the IT industry, you have a very high salary.
你作为牧师呢,
If there is a pastor, not so.
所以,
Therefore,
你会希望你的小孩 做牧师呢, 还是做IT呢?
So what would you like your kids to be? A pastor or work in the IT?
你的价值观在哪里?
Where's your value system?
你的价值观是地上的呢? 还是天上的呢?
It is earthly or heavenly?
以色列人啊, 现在我教训你们的律例典章, 你们要听从遵守。
Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I am teaching to you to perform so that you may live and go.
第二节, 我所吩咐你们的话, 你们不可加添, 也不可删减。
You shall not add to the world which I am commanding you, nor take away from it.
好叫你们遵守我所吩咐的。
That you may keep the commandments of the Lord.
这是耶和华对你们说的。
And this is what God is speaking to you.
圣经说,你要谨慎,总要传给你的子子孙孙。
So the Bible said, only give heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently so that you do not forget the things.
然后要学习敬畏我。
So you can learn to fear me.
怎么样使人敬畏神呢?
And how to make a person to fear the Lord?
只有认识神的人会敬畏神。
Only those people who know the Lord, and they will fear the Lord.
怎么样能够认识神呢?
And how to know the Lord?
只有那些熟悉明白圣经的深度广度的人才会认识神。
Only those who really understand the depth and the insight of the Bible.
不是你读了100遍圣经的人,不是的。
It's not that how many times you have read the Bible.
你读完了,你还不明白为什么要奉耶稣的名祷告,你还是不知道的。
After reading the Bible, you still do not know why when you pray you have to say in the names of Jesus Christ.
为什么要奉耶稣的名祷告呢?
Why do we need to pray in the name of the Lord?
没有人告诉我。
Nobody tell me.
你读100遍又怎么样呢?
And have you read the Bible 100 times? So that's no use.
怎么样敬畏神呢? 就是认识上帝的话。
How to be fearful to the Lord is to understand His words.
所以,亲爱的父母们,
So my dear parents,
亲爱的爷爷,婆婆们,
So dear grannies,
舍得把你的时间拿出来,
And you have to give your times.
陪小孩子读圣经,
to read and study the Bible with them.
自己要研究圣经,
and you yourself have to study.
当你的小孩在高中的时候,
and when your kids are in high school,
他没有问问题,
and if they do not ask those questions,
你要问他问题,
and you have to ask them,
你为什么祷告奉耶稣的名?
Why do you pray in the name of the Lord?
你要问他,
You have to ask them.
要不然讲了老半天,讲了几十年, 到底什么意义啊?
So for that many years, you have done the same thing, but do not understand the meaning of it.
让他们真的深入地明白,上帝的智慧是何等的荣耀啊?
So they have to understand the wisdom of God is so glorious.
当他们上大学的时候,
When they go to college,
有很多的试探引诱,
There's lots of temptations.
认识上帝给他智慧,
Know the Lord giving them wisdom.
他不是为今天决定的, 他是为永生来决定的。
It's not that they just make the decision of today, but they make those decisions will affect forever
the future. 他不只是为今天来想办法的。
It's not just taking care of today's business.
他是为永生来想办法的。
And he needs to take care of eternity.
假如你的子女可以这样的话,
If your kids can do that,
你真的是为天国预备了人才。
So you have prepared a good talent worker for the heavenly.
生命记第六章说第七节, 你要殷勤教训你的儿女。
And you have to teach your kids diligently.
无论坐在家里,行在路上,躺下起来,都要谈论。
when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lay down and when you rise up, you discuss with them.
要绑在手上，绑在额头上。
And they shall be as frontals on your forehead.
要写在门上面，还有呢，门槛上。
You shall write them on the doorpost and of your door and on your gates.
这个意思呢，是说你是天天读圣经的。
So every single day you study the Bible.
假如一个人读一百遍就认识圣经，那我们何必去读神学呢？
And if one people only read 100 times, then you could understand Bible. There's no need for theological training at all.
牧师何必去花那么多时间读神学呢？
So the pastor would not need to study theology.
敬畏神的父母一定有敬畏神的儿女。
And a respectful parent will have a respectful children.
同时呢，我们全家一定要有基督教基督徒的经验。
So the whole family need to have the Christian experience.
为什么说全家一起有基督教和基督徒的经验呢？
Why is that? We need to have the whole family to have that kind of experience.
因为我们的门出入只有一个。
Because we have only one door for entrance and leaving.
在门上面写了圣经的经节。
If on the doorpost and we have written the scriptures.
每天进出进出。
So every single day we go outside.
每一个家人进出进出。
Every single member go inside and out.
理解上帝，明白上帝，按上帝的话去行。
So they would understand, comprehend, and then do it accordingly.
天天。常常
Every single day, oftentimes,
父母孩子经历基督教跟基督徒的经验
Parents and children to experience the Christians' teaching.
最后讲一个故事
And lastly, I'll share with you a story.
这个故事很多人都知道的
The story actually is very famous.
就球王比利
It's the Billy, the soccer player.
1950年的时候
，in 1950，
巴西主办世界足球
，and Brazil is hosting the World Cup。
他们已经训练锻炼了几年
，and they have trained for many years。
比利的父亲也是球员
，and Billy's father was also a soccer player。
那你晓得那一年他们输了。
So you know that year they lost.
巴西人都在痛哭。
And Brazilian they all cried.
比利的爸爸也痛哭。
And so as Billy's father.
比利的家庭很穷。
And because their family is poor.
比利是跟着擦鞋子的。
And Billy is the one who shine people's shoes.
妈妈是家庭工。
And his mom is working as a housemaid.
爸爸是工厂的清洁工人。
His father is a custodian in a factory.
比利看见爸爸哭得那么厉害。
When he looked at his father and crying so much.
他说：“爸爸，我有一天一定把世界杯拿回来。”
And he told his father, "One day I'll take back the World Cup."
爸爸看到这个又瘦又脏的小孩。
And father's look at this dirty and little and stinky kid.
没有笑容
cannot smile at all.
哭得更厉害
and crying even louder.
我都不行，你还行
I cannot do it. So how can you?
比利那天以后呢，很努力踢球
And after that day, Billy tried his very best to play soccer.
他没有钱买球
He doesn't have any money to buy a soccer ball.
他到垃圾堆里面把人家破的布绑起来
and he go to the garbage can and then take all those broken clothes and then band it together
绑成一粒球
and looks like a soccer shape of things
他没有足球场
and he do not have the playground
他就从这条街踢到那条街
and he is kicking that soccer from one street to another
那个球还没有跌下来的时候他已经跑到那边接球
And when the soccer would not fall down him, he runs so fast to the other side.
所以他跑得快, 接球接得好,
so he could run really fast and he could
而且他也知道怎么踢才到那个地方去。
And also he kicked accurately.
当他到高中的时候,
so when he was in high school,
有一个足球队的侦探,
and there's a spy, not spy, what do you call that?
Detective.
Those people are recruiter, yes, those recruiter.
看见这个小孩子跑得快,踢得准。
And look at this kid, have talents, really, fast running and kick the ball accurately.
要收他, 要训练他。
So he would like to train him.
但是不是免费的。
But that costs money.
所以父母说我们很穷, 没办法。
So the parents said, we are so poor, no way.
父母就开始很努力做工, 让他去受训练。
So the parents start working extra hard so that he could have the money to be trained.
当然你知道世界杯回到巴西好多次。
So you know, and the Brazil have the World Cup so many times.
在世界上唯一能够这样踢球的就是他。
So in the whole world could kick the ball that way, only he could do it.
他不但能够踢, 而且踢进去。
Not just he could kick, but inside the goal.
他的家人说, 我们要为巴西这个国家争取荣誉。
So all the family say that we work for the honor and glory for the Brazil nation.
我们基督徒呢?
So how about us, Christians?
我们是不是为谷歌, 阿茂顺, 等等的荣耀来努力呢?
So are we only working for Amazon or Google for their glory?
有没有错?
Is that a wrong thing?
没有错。
It's not a wrong thing.
但是我们有没有想要为着上帝的名的荣耀呢?
But have we ever thought about it for the glory of God's name?
为上帝的国度呢?
For the kingdom of God.
为上帝的教会呢?
For the church of God.
更何况, 更何况, 你跟我有一天要到永恒里面见上帝。
And moreover, you and me, one day will face him, each individual.
这两边是新闻报告员。
These two are the news announcers.
他们不是真人,
they are not real people.
他们是 AI.
They are artificial intelligence.
然后旁边这个图大概很多人看过。
And the picture beside them, a lot of you might have seen it.
一群的印度小孩。
It's a group of Indian kids.
他们非常的高兴。
They are very happy.
自拍。
And they are taking a selfie.
当然你知道，他们拿的是。 他们拿的是,
you know that what they take, what they're holding, it's only a sandal.
这个小孩的拖鞋, 对。
Okay, it's only sandal.
社会很高的很高，很低的很低。
So in a society, there's have and have not.
作为父母的，总是看得很高很高。
So as parents, they will look at the high side.
那么希望自己的小孩。
We all wish our kids are at the high side.
我们把我们的金钱, 把我们的时间都投资在我们的小孩子身上。
So all our money, all our efforts, we invest on that.
希望他们是将来是在高层生活的人。
So wishing them very well and living on the top.
我们也有荣耀。
So that we could be honored.
所以我们怎么努力呢?
So how do we pay our efforts?
我们花很多钱让小孩子读书等等等等。
We spend so many money for them to study well.
我们搬到最好学校的区域去住。
And we move to the best school district.
那边的房子是最贵的。
And we all know those buildings are most expensive.
我们舍得。
We thought that's worthy.
我们把小孩子早上上学，下午送到地方。 什么学什么，晚上又学什么。
So afternoon in the evening, and we send them to every single elite club or things to learn.
甚至礼拜天不带他们来教会，带他们去中文学校。
So in Sunday, we don't take them to church. We take them to a Chinese school.
原因是我们要小孩出头。
The reason is we want our kids to be great.
你知道我们小孩变成怎么样吗？
So do you know what would our children become?
他们就是这样。
Like this.
他们身体越来越不好。
And their body are weaker and weaker.
他们的脑越来越多洞。
Their brains have a lot of holes.
叫做脑洞。
The brain holes?
Yeah, brain holes, 脑洞。
Okay.
很多人去 imaging 他们的脑， 比如说 情绪不好的时候去 imaging， 就发现原来里面很多脑洞。
So they take a scan of their brain and discovering there's really a lot of holes in their brain.
不是我讲的。
Not me.
所以呢， 他们这样的状况， 你还在压。
Therefore, in these circumstances, you are still putting more pressure on them.
他们只好跳下来。
So they have to destroy themselves instead.
为什么我们要养育儿女呢？
Why do we have to raise children?
为永生来准备人才。
As for the talent of the eternity.
养育儿女的元素是什么呢？
So raising kids, the elements, what are those?
是圣经。
It's the Bible.
我们祷告。
Let's pray together.